Recently, I have been airing my thoughts on things related to the Jewish Mafia. And so, of course, there are some other things on my mind. Go ahead and discuss those. And once again, let me just go ahead and reiterate, because I have a lot of Jewish clients. Think about that. The majority of my clients are Jewish. I really don't care if I offend anyone when I'm talking about the truth, when I'm speaking the truth, right? If you're offended by the truth, I can't help you. I'm sorry. Okay? But at the same time, once again, if you are supportive of this mafia, if you don't want to admit these problems I have recognized, the involvement of these individuals in the banking, in the media, in our government, in corporate America, with the wars, so many things, the social reengineering. If you don't want to admit that, and if you want to downplay it and create scapegoats and remain in denial, then as far as I'm concerned, you are a tool working with the Jewish Mafia. You're part of the Jewish Mafia. If you do want to acknowledge that, then, hey, once again, you know, join me. Come on my side of the fence. On my team, right? If you're Jewish. That's the deal, okay? And unfortunately, there's a lot of Jewish individuals who are very low on the food chain, who have been adversely impacted just as much as everyone else, in some cases even more so, perhaps. But at the end of the day, they take it for the tribe. That's the problem. If you're doing that, you're part of the problem. Okay? But if you're not, if you're acknowledging these things, then, you know, I want to encourage you to stand up, call out these frauds, distance yourself from them, and set a good example. Okay? So, I think that one thing, you know, when people get confused about the media, they'll say, well, how is it the Jewish media is behind the Black Lives Matter? How is that? Because they'll say, well, yeah, you've got CBS and MSNBC and CNN and ABC, right? They're airing the liberal side. That's the liberal media, they're going to tell you, right? Another ghost, a phantom. It's untrue. Whereas they'll say Fox is more, you know, is known as to be a little more so-called racist, right, or pro-white, right, more warmongering, right, pro-Israel, right, pro-Wall Street, a little more so. I mean, they're all pro-Wall Street, but Fox a little bit more. This is where people get confused. They think that the problem with, let's say, you've got the liberal media, they say, and then they have to say, well, no, but there's some media that's not as liberal, like Fox. It's all liberal, folks. It's all Jewish run. So let me explain to you how this works, because it's all the same, and they're fooling you if you don't understand. And the key behind understanding this is that you have to realize that within the Jewish power structure, you basically have two factions. You have the traditional, radical, liberal Jewish mindset, which many of those individuals, by the way, are fakes. Right? You know, these are the typical media liberal people. They support gay rights and all this bullshit, right? Well, why do I say they're fakes? Well, it was proven recently. Remember when the emails from, I think it was Disney, the management, they were leaked, and they were making all kinds of racial jokes about Obama. I mean, they were emailing their colleagues and friends, making comments about Obama that I wouldn't even do that. Kind of really bizarre, showing that they're not really liberal, they're very racist, right? But that's besides the point. The point I want to make is that there are two factions, that the traditional liberal Jews, right? And that is typically thought of as the media. But you also have conservative Jews, the neocons primarily. Although not all non-liberal Jews are neocons. I mean, I know some that are, they're certainly not neocons. And they're not really, I wouldn't say they're anti-Israel, but they're certainly not that pro-Israel. And they are aware of the realities, okay? They kind of distance themselves from that as much as they can without being ostracized from their Jewish community. And so Fox really represents that faction that of Jews that sees itself more as white people, right? So you have this segment of Jews, the Jewish power structure, they view themselves as white people, you see? And Jewish people aren't really white, strictly speaking. Okay? I'm not going to get into all that. But this is where you come up with people like Mike Savage, right? Who seems to be supportive of kind of a white nationalism, you know, closing the borders and all this stuff. And the reason why is because these individuals, this faction of Jewish conservatives that want to be positioned with the traditional white Europeans in America, they basically view America as a better place to be if it's, you know, majority white. They don't like to see a lot of these minorities come in. In addition, within that faction, you have people that are blatantly, and I hate using this word because I think it's kind of a cop-out word. It's kind of a word to use to inaccurately defame people. They are excessively so-called racist, right? Very, very racist. Now, if you ask some individuals who are experts on Jews, they will tell you that Jewish individuals, by nature, are very supremacist. They are the racists. This is what you will hear. I tend to think that is not completely true, but I can see where they get that statement for certain. So my point is that, and by the way, think back to Donald Sterling. Remember that? About, I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago, he was the owner of the, I think it was the Clippers, LA Clippers, and he made all these types of remarks, I believe. I don't know, I can't even recall. They were tweets or emails or something. The bottom line was that these were his private, personal thoughts, right? He didn't get a microphone and broadcast on TV, hey, I don't like my girlfriend or whatever hanging around all these black guys. Even if he did, so what? Doesn't matter. He can do whatever he wants. But obviously he displayed a lot of ideas that were obviously seen as racist. And I think especially given the fact that he's an owner of an NBA team, you know, you should probably be a little more sensitive, right, to these things, or tolerant if you're going to own an NBA team. I didn't agree with the whole situation. I thought it was bullshit. Okay? He's got a right to have his own opinion, express his own ideas, even in public. But these were in private. It got out, and he was forced to sell the team. Okay? So that's a perfect example of some of the kind of extreme racists that see themselves as whites, that Jewish faction. Okay? But at the end of the day, I do personally believe that whether we're talking about the traditional liberal Jews or the more racist, so-called racist Jews who see themselves as whites, I believe many of the liberal Jews are at heart racist. Okay, but they're just trying to, they're basically displaying themselves to put on an act, right? But this example, when I talked about Donald Sterling, it just goes to show you that when we're talking about this agenda that the Jewish Mafia has, and that is complete control of the world primarily by destroying white civilization, economically, emotionally, spiritually, racially, culturally, right? They're doing it from all angles. When it comes to that agenda, now that agenda, of course, involves promoting blacks, right? Giving extra treatment, extra special treatment for blacks. It started with blacks, then it went to females, then it went to gays and lesbians, and now we're seeing it with transvestites, and they're trying to do it now also with pedophiles. So when it comes to that agenda, because that agenda, of course, helps disrupt our normal society, a normal functioning society, it disrupts the societal equilibrium. When you have a society that celebrates homosexuality, that celebrates feminism, that rewards gay and lesbianism and feminism, right? That's the type of society that we have today. And it's pretty disgusting. I don't care what you do in your own the privacy of your own home, but to openly display your homosexual tendencies and feelings and so forth, it's pretty disgusting out in the public, and I think it's damaging to impressionable youngsters. But of course, for many decades now, in California was the first state, they had little stories in the books that they would provide the children with in grade school about Bob and James, the married couple, right? So this stuff's been going on for a long time. But the point I wanted to make is that when it comes to their agenda, right, they'll take out any Jews in their way as well. And Donald Sterling was a casualty of that situation. Okay, now, I'm not shedding any tears for him. I don't have any sympathy for him. He wouldn't have the money that he has without the Jewish Mafia. He's part of the Jewish Mafia, but he broke the rules. He broke one of the main rules. You cannot do that. You cannot, you know, display an anti-black mentality or attitude, or say things that are bad about blacks. Of course, blacks and others can say bad things about whites. That's acceptable, right? So this also reminded me, actually, of this all began really. I mean, of course, no one can really pinpoint when it truly began, right? You have to kind of look at it in terms of when the momentum was pretty intense, when the acceleration of this movement was really past a certain threshold. And I believe that probably in the Reagan years, probably in the second term of Reagan, definitely, without a question, Clinton, right? But I think many of these things kind of began towards the latter years when Reagan was in office. They weren't apparent back then, at least to me. Maybe I was too young. But when Clinton was in office, all of the stuff was apparent. It was just shocking to see all this radical, liberal bullshit that was going on. But so my point is that throughout the years, of course, things change. The norms of what is considered socially acceptable behavior and language and thoughts change, right? This all changes with time. The consensus will tell you that it's an improvement in society, right? We could argue that it's actually regressive. And what I'm specifically speaking of is, let's say, what you can say and what you cannot say, right? A great example I recall, and I don't know the details, I can't remember, and I have not looked this up, so you can look it up on your own. You know, I was pretty young at the time, but I remember Howard Cosell. Anyone remember Howard Cosell, right? Howard Cosell, arguably the most famous sports broadcaster in history. Jewish guy, obviously, right? I mean, come on, who didn't like Howard Cosell, right? I mean, just thinking about the guy right now, you know, I'm thinking like, wow, you know, why couldn't we have other guys like Howard Cosell as broadcasters, right? And by the way, that was also during the period, I remember when they started putting women, shortly thereafter he was dismissed, they started bringing women into the field. And I'll get into that at another time, but I specifically remember making comments about that. They didn't like it, and I thought it was inappropriate, and it was ridiculous, and they were trying to sell sex. And I remember, you know, my family kind of like defending it. You know, they were all brainwashed. And I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I knew it was wrong. I'm thinking like, what's this woman doing on the football field interviewing these guys? She doesn't know a damn thing about football. What is she doing, right? Anyway, so Howard Cosell, right? His nasal, very, very nasal, monotone, you know, almost like predictable voice, his slow, drawn out, right? I don't want to try and imitate him because I haven't practiced, but you know, I mean, who didn't like Howard Cosell, right? And so what happened? Well, Howard Cosell was unfortunate enough to have been in that situation whereby he's an older guy, and he's going through a social transitional period. And I don't know exactly when it was, maybe mid to late 80s, something around that time, you can look it up. But basically he was, and I remember I was actually watching Monday Night Football when this happened. He was broadcasting a football game, and he was talking about, you know, during like the break, he was talking about how blacks basically were bred from slavery days. That's why, you know, they're taller and, you know, they're faster typically, this, that. That was it. The Jewish mafia didn't like that. You can't say that, right? He was done. Very, very, very famous Howard Cosell. Jewish guy. And he was done. They took him out. And then, of course, we've got one a little more recent. And I'm sure there are many others, right? This is just kind of off the top of my head. Bob Knight. Of course, Bob Knight, he's not Jewish, but, you know, arguably one of the best coaches, college basketball coaches ever, right? In history. Some will tell you the best ever. Whether you think he's the best ever or not, he's certainly one of the top. Easily, there's no way he's not one of the top 10 best coaches ever, okay? And I think he's one of the top 5 best. In fact, personally, he's probably, for a variety of reasons, which many people may not agree, I think he's one of the top 2 or 3. But the bottom line is, what did Bob Knight do? Bob Knight got fired, right? He was at IU, Indiana, right? Indiana University. That was his home, right? He made that basketball program. He built it. And what happened? Well, Bob Knight's situation wasn't just from a slip of the tongue. It went on for a number of years. There were a lot of things going on. They were inappropriate, alleged. But the big thing that really, and he said some things that I can tell you the Jewish mafia didn't like. But I think it was pretty difficult to get rid of Bob Knight because of, I mean, come on. You know how basketball is in Indiana, right? That's you're talking about a different religion there. So I think what happened was that it's kind of like a Mel Gibson thing whereby they look for other reasons to boot him. And there were plenty of other things, of course. Bob Knight was known to have been a little more non-traditional, let's say violent with his players, right? Allegations that he hit his players, choked his players, this and that. And of course, this was okay back in the day. Just like Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell, what he said, he you know, he could have gotten away with in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, right? But things changed. Same thing with Bobby Knight. Listen, I played football. And when I played, we were treated like slaves. Today, if the coaches did to the players what they did when I was playing, these guys would be in jail. Okay? I'm not going to get into how they treated us. But if you played football a long time ago, you know what I'm talking about. You were treated like a fucking dog. Okay? You were better prepared, just from high school alone, better prepared to survive a military campaign than people in the army. I'm telling you, you don't have any idea what they put you through. But things change, right? Just same thing with basketball. And I think they kind of use that, this violent streak, to go after Knight and get rid of him. In fact, the president, I believe it was the president or athletic director, I think it was the president, was Jewish. He's a Jewish guy. Okay? So, but Bob Knight's situation is not as relevant because he's not Jewish. The relevant situation here is Cosell. Jewish guy, big guy, in the media. Everyone loved Howard Cosell. I can't think of anyone who didn't like Howard Cosell. Okay? But he crossed the line with the agenda of the Jewish mafia, and he got it. It's not because the Jews are, they want to, you know, oh, the poor blacks. No, it's not. It's because that mentality beats down the whites, right? And that also fights for their reparation movement, right? Who do you think's behind that entitlement? Where the blacks need to get reparations for slavery. The Jewish mafia's behind that. Just like they're the ones behind the American Indians, right? That's why the American Indians, they get all these casinos everywhere. No taxes. They don't pay any taxes. They get all this money for free. And as I've been talking about for a long time, I knew that they weren't the first people in America. Okay? I believed it was Europeans. The fairly recent research shows that they were actually from Siberia. They predated so-called American Indians by 30,000 years. So why do the American Indians still have all these economic advantages? Right? Strengthening this whole reparations mentality strengthens the whole Holocaust reparation scene. You understand, folks? The Jewish mafia positions things as a way to be more beneficial for society as a whole, when in fact, it's beneficial for them. This is how they get these things passed. You see? And they brainwash people in control when they're not in control. And if it doesn't work, they bribe them. Okay? They always position something as favorable to the overall society, and in fact, it's favorable to them. This is why they do these things. So anyway, with that, you know, you might want to look up Howard Cosell. Some of you may remember him. You can go on YouTube. I'm sure they have some broadcasts of the guy. You can listen to him. Probably if you've never heard of him before, you never heard him broadcast, your initial impression is probably not going to be favorable. I understand that. But anyway, once again, folks, Howard Cosell, Donald Sterling, they'll go after basically any person. That movement, what they're trying to do, is very important to them. Okay? It's very important. And this is why you've got some of these guys that play, the Jewish mafia, they play by the rules, right? Like, let me give you a good example, and I'll close this out. Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban's supposed to be some outspoken maverick guy, right? Yet, Mark Cuban goes right along with the agenda of the Jewish mafia. Have you noticed that? He goes right along with that agenda. Oh, he's pro-black and pro-free trade and, all this. He walks the line because he's part of the Jewish mafia. Okay? As a result, he gets rewarded in the media. They hype him up. He's a fucking pinhead. Okay? I did a video or audio about him before. I've run into him so many times in Dallas. He's a drunk motherfucker. Okay? He's a loser. His company was a piece of fucking garbage. It was bleeding. It was hemorrhaging debt. Never made a penny of profit. And the reality is, he got the big payday. He didn't even innovate anything. He just came in and he basically tried to kick the founder out of this useless company, which ended up destroying Yahoo. But it was sold during the dot-com collapse. Why? It was a Jew selling a company to a Jewish company, right? Rewarding a Jew with Gentile shareholder capital. And that's what goes on in Wall Street all the time. Okay, folks, that's the scam you don't hear about. I've been talking about it with these hedge fund managers recently. But anyway, so I just wanted to point that out. And hopefully these little anecdotes will perhaps cause you to, you know, open your eyes a little bit, and you'll start noticing things that you soon won't believe that you are seeing and hearing and reading about. Because you won't see these things unless you turn on that radar. And I'm telling you for a fact, because I never saw them myself until I turned on that radar. And I turned on that radar because I was banned. And I really wanted to get to the bottom of why. And it all made sense once I connected everything. And now it's still unbelievable. But it's just the way that it is. And I can't do anything about it.